Now, Irish Athletics is today basking in the warm glow of a wonderful day at the European Indoor Athletics Championship, where the country's competitors won three medals in less than 40 minutes. Sarah Healy won gold in the 3,000 metres, while there were bronze medals for Kate O'Connor in the heptathlon and for Mark English in the 800 metres. Now, this is the fifth time that Mark English has won a medal at a major championships. Just before we came on air, I spoke to him and asked what yesterday's experience had been like.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. Obviously, the Netherlands isn't that far from Ireland in terms of a flight, so it was brilliant to have such an amazing Irish support there. And my two parents were there to watch it all as well. And then I suppose to top it off, we had the medals from Sarah and Kate as well. So it was a great evening for Irish athletics.
Does it make a difference when you have teammates also competing for medals, or do you have to focus solely on your own race?
Well, I don't know. It might be different for different people, but for me, whenever I'm racing, it's kind of just I'm in my own head and I'm focused on myself. But when the race had finished, then, you know, you can relax a little bit more. And I'd actually got to see the last 100 metres of Sarah's race, and it was amazing just to see her pass Melissa Courtney Bryant. That was amazing. And I think all the media were going crazy when she did that. And then for Kate to come out after that and follow it up, in the 800 metres was amazing as well. So it's brilliant. It's brilliant to be a part of the team. And, you know, I think that energy feeds off each other when we're sitting around eating dinner and just congregating.
Yeah, you mentioned the media interest there. How different is it at the moment, because you have so much media interest in athletics, when often in the past it was kind of down the running order, so to speak?
Yeah, it's really, I think, coming off the high of last year and how well we did. So it is amazing, and it's always very welcome. I think the more support we can get in that realm is always going to help athletics and just get its name out there. And yeah, it's been brilliant.
You're also a doctor. Have you had to put that aside to focus solely on athletics?
Yes, I'm a full-time athlete at the minute. And I had recently changed coach back in October time, so It's been brilliant just trying to really chase fast times and see where my career takes me then on the back of that. So it's been good so far, and I hope that form can continue right through to the summer.
What's next for you?
So I'm going to fly out to Dubai tomorrow and just spend 6 days there in preparation for the World Indoor Championships in China. So I'll go again for three rounds, hopefully anyway, in 2 weeks' time. And then after that, there's a quick turnaround before the outdoor season, so I'll get away training at altitude again over in the States. So it's all go.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I just love really trying to get the most out of my athletic career. That was the whole aim of this year, was to just produce faster times and to see what comes of it. So I love that process, and it's been really rewarding working with Justin as well, because I think he kind of sees it the same way I do. He used to be an 800 meter runner himself. He actually won the Australian Championships almost about 25 years ago now. So it's good, and I'm looking forward to it.
And that was Mark English speaking to me just before we came on air. Paul McNamara is High Performance Director with Athletics Ireland. He told me what it was like to be in the stadium yesterday.
Oh, it was super. Really exciting. It was a golden moment for Irish athletics and Irish sport. The atmosphere in the stadium generally was superb, because, I mean, the Dutch were doing so well and had a great crowd in there. But after the Dutch, the Irish supporters were probably the next best represented, and just superb to have family members of each of the medal winners in the stadium in a gold medal rush. So very, very exciting and really positive for Irish sport.
Mark English is well known because he's won quite a few medals down the years. Sarah Healy and Kate O'Connor perhaps slightly less so. How optimistic had you been going into the weekend?
Quite optimistic, yeah. I mean, we had a very competent and capable team. I mean, if you look at the raw data, we were seeded for probably four medal opportunities, and it rarely turns out that way. So we thought, you know, if we come home with two medals, that's a really successful champs. Sarah was certainly considered a medal favourite for the 3,000 metres. We really did think she was going to deliver. Kate was knocking on the door in terms of a medal for pentathlon. But again, a medal in pentathlon from an Irish athlete, the senior champs, is unprecedented. And Mark you know, he's like the mailman. He always delivers. So, yeah, we were positive, and we were. And I guess just the way the week was unfolding, we did feel if there was going to be medals or a medal rush, it was most likely going to come on Sunday evening. And it just so happens to be one race after the next after the next. So we were optimistic coming in, but we are delighted coming out. We really are. Yeah, it was very positive championships.
There were a lot of strong performances at the Olympic Games, as we know. And yesterday was just fantastic. So I suppose the question a lot of people will be asking is how much more is possible?
Yeah, quite a lot. I mean, we're on an upward trajectory for several years now. You know, you go back to Oregon 22, Munich 22, European champs, Budapest world champs, and of course the Rome European champs, which really was a golden moment, unprecedented again in Irish athletics terms, to come home with two medals and a European record from a European champs, and on to Paris, where things were very, very positive. So we have been in an upward trajectory, and there are just more and more athletes coming through and establishing themselves as big names. You mentioned how we all know Mark, but maybe Sarah and Kate less so. But Sarah and Kate are genuine stars. They've been medalling at European under 18 level, European 20s, 23 level, and now we're delivering on the European stage and beyond. So both travel to World Indoors over the next few days, and we'll be going with realistic medal prospects for both. So yeah, there's a lot to come, and so much talent at home in the pipeline. You know, athletes like Nicola Tuttle, of course, you have the obvious Ciara Magee and Rashida Dadlecki, who weren't here, but lots and lots of talent coming through. So we're in a positive place.
So what has changed? Why is this happening now?
There's probably lots of factors. Look, investment is key, and it was great that Sport Ireland were represented here in Apeldoorn over the weekend. Our sponsors, 123.ie, were represented. Adidas have come on board. We've just a fantastic kit deal with Adidas now, which we wouldn't have had without the success of the last number of years. So financially, we are in a better place. And that finance ultimately is always about system building to reinvest into performance and into athletes and coaches. We've really strong relationships with our coaches. We've been, you know, on record as stating we want to increasingly professionalise the coaching setup within athletics in Ireland, which is trickier to do than one might think, but we are making significant progress there. Our staffing, like I've said before, you know, the atmosphere, the mood, the professionalism at a championships is outstanding. We've really, really good people involved in the team, and it's a team people want to be part of. Everybody knows their job, everybody does their job, and everything clicks. So we're in a good place.
And that was Paul McNamara of Athletics Ireland.